The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back here with the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we hope that you're joining us and listening with rapt attention. And, you know, I don't have a lot of brand-new news to share with you. I know that we may have talked a little bit about the General Assembly and its shenanigans in the past weeks. We may not have covered a lot of stuff. The only really egregious bill is the one that affects the firearms dealers and manufacturers with their these frivolous lawsuits that can be made against manufacturers and things like that. That was allowed to go forward, but in general, the hunting and firearms community fared pretty well. In the General Assembly, the $300,000 in liability insurance bill failed, which was a good thing. A couple other things that that people were concerned about didn't make the final cut, so we're okay for now. I wouldn't want to be in the firearms business, but you know, hopefully that can be tamped down to some degree here in Maryland, but don't look for it. We have a primary coming up next month, probably about a month from now, and very interesting players in the primary. I don't know if you've paid attention. The office of Senator of Maryland is in play. The House of Representatives is in play. Of course, presidential election as well. But I think you should pay attention to the ballot. If you got one in the mail, read it, investigate, see who your potential candidates are, and who deserves your vote. And you know, I think you can still register to vote. And please, that is the only voice that you have is your vote. That is the only way that you have to change what you don't like, you know, is to change your representative. If your representative isn't representing you, find someone who will, you know. I don't know if you want to comment on that or not, but it's our right to choose who we want as our elected officials, as our representatives in this, our system, constitutional system of government that we have. And feel free to comment if you like. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-668. No personal attacks, please. Just, you know, just express your opinion without getting personal. How's that sound? If you'd like. There's some movement in Congress about a bill on public land, access to film crews and things like that. We read about that. And you know what? I'm sitting here. I've got a Bernadoodle lodged firmly in my chair, in my recliner here. And she's got her head on my belly, and she's just looking at me like I'm the best thing that's ever happened to her. Well, you know what, girl? You're a pretty good old girl. She's only two. A little over two, but my goodness, she's a lover. Yes, she is. Cavachon abandoned me. She's over on the couch. So, relaxed. And I haven't heard anything from the Shih Tzu. She's laying here on the cover somewhere, being quiet. But you know what? It's just me and the three dogs and the fireplace insert from Backyard Billy's and my coffee and you all. Thousands of people out there listening to the sound of my voice. It's pretty impressive. Why not give us a call here, 410-922-6680. You surely have something you want to talk about. You surely have been impressed or impacted by something in nature this week, something you've heard on the news, something you've read. There we go. Yeah, 11% tax on guns, ammo, firearms also failed to pass. That's correct. Yeah, it's a sales tax, increase in sales tax on guns, ammo, and firearms accessories also failed. That's correct, Joe. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting me know about that for sure. So, let's see. That something just hit my brain there a minute ago, and I can't tell you what it was because it in and out, you know? In and out. Oh, excuse me. Two people, one of our listeners and one of my friends, sent me a link from Yahoo about two hunters have died from eating CWD of infected deer meat. CWD is the same thing as Creutzfeldt Jakob and Mad Cow and Scrapie. Brain disease caused by a protein called a prion in the brain, and not sure if it can leap from human to or animal to human, CWD. But, you know, if you read the article, it was basically what I call clickbait. Here's this major headline that makes everybody go, oh my gosh. And you read it, and it's not proven. It's two guys in their 70s that died. They both liked to eat venison. Nobody knows if they really did eat CWD-infected deer. It's a theory. You know, all this speculation that this is what happened, but no firm evidence, no firm conclusion, no medical confirmation on that happened. It's never happened before that we know of, okay? There's no question that some people have died by eating certain parts of cattle that have what they call mad cow disease. But, you know, that's how it was discovered back in, I think, Great Britain. And I think there were some other people that ate infected animals with this bovine disease. But, you know, this big old zombie deer, you know, people have died from eating zombie deer. You know, come on, folks. Read the article. Don't read the headline. Read how much speculation, supposition, and jumping to conclusions there is when you see something like this. Okay? Just like Fisteria in the rockfish, that was a hoax, as you know, the big old, you know, the rockfish with sores on them and all that stuff. Don't get me wrong. There is an infection out there in the bay that is harmful to fish. There is a, condition in the water called Vibrio, which can be harmful, especially if you eat oysters, raw oysters. People with diabetes are subject to it, of oysters that are infected. I've had Vibrio. It is not pleasant. I had a mild case of it from eating raw oysters, and it has certainly slowed down my my taste for raw oysters. I ate probably two dozen oysters that night from a dozen different sources. Most of them were farmed oysters, which have been bred to be resistant to MSX and Dermo, which is why oyster farming is so successful, but they can't avoid the Vibrio. What I think happened is I ate some wild-caught oysters that evening, and I was affected by Vibrio for the next week, 10 days, which is a not fun thing to live through. So might be time to drag out that article on Vibrio and put it in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. But people have died from Vibrio, from a cut that they've suffered, you know, and gotten water in it from various sources. One fellow was fishing for catfish with his grandchildren, and I don't know if he got spiked by a catfish. I think that's what happened, or cut his hand, but the infection spread. And, you know, in most cases, people can recover from these injuries. I've been poked by catfish. I've been spined by catfish. I still have a scar on my hand from when I was a kid where I got spined pretty bad by a catfish. It's sore. It was sore. It got infected, but I healed up, and most people do. But there are some people whose immune system is compromised, and they are very susceptible to these types of things. So just be careful out there. You know, if you're in doubt, wear gloves. You know, they have these fish gloves that you can wear to protect your hand. But be careful when you're using your knife. You can nick your finger. I had a friend who cut his finger pretty deeply. I'm not sure if he was doing, but he cut into the capsule in one of his joints. It got infected and became very serious infection. Just be careful out there. That's all. I mean, I've cut my finger numerous times with a knife. Cut my finger while I field dressing a deer. Cut my arm. You know, you just got to be careful. So you look down and there's your rubber glove with a slice in it, and it, you know, you're bleeding a little bit, and you go, oh man, get your water bottle out, rinse it off, you know, clean it up. When you get home, take care of it, put some peroxide on it, and put some antibiotic cream on there, and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Slow morning, eh, Aaron? My goodness. Well, I guess we'll tell the folks about our friends at Backyard Billy's. You know, pretty funny, we talk about chicken coops. My son-in-law and bonus daughter just got some chickens and a couple ducks, and had somebody else looking for a turkey this week, a turkey poult. People, it's becoming very, very popular to have raised chickens to, you know, with price of eggs, raise your own chickens and enjoy that. Well, Backyard Billy's has chicken coops, and if you like to plant flowers, Backyard Billy's has some little greenhouses there that you can put in your yard, raise your own plants and flowers and tomatoes if you like, vegetables. They have a shed, which is half shed, half greenhouse, which is pretty nice because you can store all your stuff in there, and then, you know, there's your greenhouse part of it as well. I like that little thing, like that little, it's like a 10 by 10 shed or something like that. Dog kennels, if you like to keep your dog outside and have them, you know, contained. They do have plenty of dog kennels. Gym sets for the kids. We used to call them swing sets. So they're very, very complicated now. They look like castles with the spiral staircase and the sliding board and the swings and all the other stuff that they've got on there. They have all that at Backyard Billy's too. Pergolas and the gazebos for the backyard, and the full collection of picnic tables in every size. I mean, high tops, low tops, stools, Adirondack chairs, benches, any configuration that you can imagine in your backyard, you can find at Backyard Billy's. And it's that beautiful stuff. It's gorgeous colors. It's the weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture. And like I said, 1,000 Adirondack chairs. When you step inside, you check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills, by Traeger, Ceramic Smoker Grills by Kamado Joe, Big Green Egg, the Pellet Grills by Memphis, which are the stainless steel pellet grills. They've got all the cabinetry with them, too. If you want to build an outside cooking station on your deck or in your yard, you can do that with that Memphis collection, which is pretty nice. And don't forget the fire rings and fire pits and that type of stuff. And don't forget, Backyard Billy's supplies the largest area selection of pellet stoves, gas stoves, both freestanding pellet, freestanding wood stoves, gas fireplace inserts, pellet fireplace inserts, and wood fireplace inserts as well. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's handles all the fireplace stuff. Visit BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
But I'll take down your fishing pole. And meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. We'll have no need to call the roll when we get to the fishing hole. There'll be you, me, and old dog Trey to doodle time away.
All right, let's talk to Tackle Box Tim. Good morning, Tackle Box Tim. How are you this morning, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. How are you, sir?
What's going on?
I was going to ask you about is this getting into fawning season, but at the end of the last hour, you kind of answered that question.
Yeah, it is spawning season. I'm hearing that some of the fish are starting to move up into reservoirs and getting ready to get ready. Of course, you know, it's a couple factors that affect that. One is water temperature, but the biggest thing affecting spawning, as I learned from my biologist buddy Dale, is that it's the photo period. So, you know,
fawning with an F.
Oh, fawning. Oh, yes. My error. My error. Right. Yeah, fawn.
Hey, I appreciate the spawning, too, but I have not seen the neighborhood deer herd here recently. You know,
nope.
Figuring it's the mamas are busy.
They're getting ready to get ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to get ready. I think the gestation period for white-tailed deer is 200 days. So, let's see, 200 days divided by 30, that's 6.5 months, basically. So, November is the mid-November, December, January, February, March, April, May. May is gonna be the big times.
The prime time.
Yeah, prime time. Now, that doesn't mean that the does haven't been bred earlier or later. You know, I mean, they'll breed up until, you know, they can't anymore until the last doe is bred, which is usually sometime February, March. But in those late fawns will come as late as, you know, August, September, which is a little very late, but I've seen it.
That's kind of tough for them in the wintertime.
It is. Yes, it is. And the fawning season is getting ready to get ready here in about a month, so.
And as far as the spawning, I have some friends who are, you know, doing the bass fishing thing. Somebody was up in the top end of the Bush River earlier this week, and they had 67-degree water temperature.
Woo! That's perfect.
Well, that was way up and super shallow.
Yeah, that's one day's worth, though, because,
yeah,
you know,
one
night of 49 degrees and that all goes away, you know.
it does. It'll be back down to 62, but it's getting close. The first run of female bass may be ready to go.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. Yeah.
That's why they have the tidal season is set up as such for the size limits. So they don't want fish under 15 inches caught, so the smaller males can breed with the females.
The larger females, yeah, sure.
Yep.
Absolutely makes sense. Hearing about some snakeheads starting to show up, you know, they get dormant, believe it or not, during the wintertime. I've heard of fellas going out there in the wintertime and going into some of these shallow marshy areas with and this is popular in southern Maryland, with a fish gig, which is basically a pitchfork, and gigging inactive dormant snakeheads in knee-deep water.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that?
I have not, but I do know some friends who, in late wintertime, have some patterns that they can go at and catch them, you know, hook and line, rod and reel.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But
that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard my riff the first hour. What I learned about snakehead fishing this week, and particularly in the Blackwater area, these fish, you know, their eyes are on top of their head like a picker or a pike. So they're ambush predators, and they ambush their prey from below because, you know, minnows swim in the subsurface areas and some of the shallower swimming fish, and these fish lay concealed looking up their entire lives, and that's how they feed from the bottom up. They ambush their prey from below. And snakehead the same way. So, you know, if you're out there and you're fishing a minnow that's 3 feet deep in 4 feet of water, you're below the fish's eyesight. So get that minnow, get that bobber up there 6 inches to a foot. You know, put your minnow 6 inches to a foot below your bobber so the fish can see it. What do you think of that?
You know? That makes sense for a lot of species.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And, you know, your subsurface baits this time of year, while the water's a little colder until we get into summertime, and then the surface baits, the frogs and everything else that are active on the surface of the water are the things that work the best. Of course, I love topwater fishing. I love topwater bass fishing. I've shared that before. And there's nothing like, you know, pulling a bait across the top of the water and have that fish come up and explode from below. Sometimes they miss. Sometimes they come completely out of the water trying to hit your bait.
I once caught a striper on top water that came out of the water like a smallmouth bass to come in the plug.
Yeah, and I mean they'll come out and they'll come out of the water and they'll keep their eye on that bait and they'll hit it on the way back in. That's pretty exciting. So,
well, a lot of times too, especially with the striped bass. They like to smack it with the tail and then come back around and get it.
Smack it with the tail and kill it and then turn around. You're absolutely right.
Stun the bait and then turn around and get it. So you definitely, that's a deal where you definitely have to wait to see if there is something on the end of the line before you set the hook.
I can't tell you how many baits I pulled back over the top of the boat. They come up and they blow up on the bait, and you set the hook like you've got them, and there's nothing there, you know.
My brother down in North Carolina says when he fished a buzz bait, he would cast it and turn his head and reel. And
you know, not strike till he felt the weight, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Not having two senses tell you what's going on. You're just listening and feeling the weight instead of watching and having.
Well, that'd be three senses in play.
Yeah, instead of it's a lot going on. The way guys have to adjust to a fishing pattern is just incredible.
No question. And so, I will still tell you that my very 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 favorite way to fish is a number 9 Rapala, gold Rapala. Which is what, 2.5 to 3 inches long at the most? Not a big 5-inch bait or anything like that.
Exactly.
Light tackle, throw it out, let it sit on the water, let all the ripples go away, twitch it, pop it, reel it, let it pop back up, pop it again, and make it look like a wounded bait fish. And that is one of my favorite ways to fish for bass.
That is exactly how I was taught to fish a crick hopper for smallmouth and sunfish in the small rivers.
A crick hopper imitates a grasshopper, of course, and that's exactly what they do. They get in the water and they use their legs to try and, you know, propel them back to shore. And, you know, that's what the fish recognizes when you're doing that twitching and popping. It thinks that the grasshopper's popping its legs, you know.
So my late cousin Brian taught me how to do that.
Yeah.
And in subsequent years, I take his now young men sons out fishing in the rivers here, and the youngest one does not abide by that. Me and the oldest one will be doing the twitch and pop and all this with the crick hopper, not catching anything, and the youngest one is just doing a straight reel and
pops
and clocks.
Yep, they always outfish you. You know, I actually found yesterday some 1/4-ounce bitsy bugs, on a shelf, and the clerk said I've had a hard time getting those. And I'm like, well, I bet you have, but I am looking forward to switching up a little bit from the tube bait to tying on a bitsy bug. Now, what is your recommendation on a bitsy bug for the trailer?
I would try just something that imitates a small crayfish.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So, the years of the pork rind has kind of gone by the wayside. It's all soft plastic now. But anything that's got maybe a small twin tail grub or just they call them chunks.
Yeah.
It's just a little small crawfish looking thing that does not have a long section for the hook.
Right.
It more or less is a very small crawfish body with claws on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, that makes sense.
And
I was trying to figure out how to rig a tube bait on there, but you've already got the tentacles, so you don't really need that.
Right.
You don't really need it.
It depends if you've got the like the green pumpkins you want would go with that, but if you've got some sort of a minnow color, like white or something, I would put a
contrast
paddle tail on the back. And instead of jigging it, I would use it as a swim jig, swimming along the bottom.
Yeah. Mostly, primarily bed fishing, so the crawfish idea makes more sense to me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Toss it in there. I like to match the color, but if you have like a green pumpkin and go with maybe a brown trailer just for a little bit of contrast.
Yeah. We always dip them too, so.
You have a little bit of chartreuse there on the back end of.
Yep.
That does the deal.
Yep. Thanks for giving me those ideas. I'll look for some of that stuff. So, yes, sir. Very good. Cool.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting out and maybe hitting some of these marsh areas in the upper bay because I know the white perch and the yellow perch have left their spawning areas and they're out in the around the now blooming grass bed. So inline spinners and small traps. That's the way to go.
Yeah, that's the way to go. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
And
nothing beats it. Let me tell you something. There's nothing beats an inline spinner. I've caught so many different species of fish on the MEPS, primarily the MEPS spinner. I like the action of that. I like the long blade, the Aglia style, rather than the old.
Yes, I have several of those. But there are times I have get up into Bear Creek in the summertime, and I will throw the rooster tail and the willow leaf Aglia.
Yeah.
And now I'm not catching a thing, and a guy goes by me, what do you throw? And, oh, just a regular old MEPS. I'm like, okay. Got you, Ty, on the silver MEPS. The old black comets are good, but usually in the marshy areas where the water's clean, you need just a plain old silver blade.
Yep. Clean water, silver, murky water, or overcast day, go with the gold. Gold blade.
Right, and a lot. When I first started out fishing down there in Dundee Creek, it was the old Black Fury with the red or yellow dots in it.
Yeah. My dad's favorite inline spinner, he was a trout fish. He loved trout fishing. He loved all fishing, but trout fishing in particular was the old CP swing. Is that familiar to you?
I have not heard of that one.
Oh, my gosh, that is the trout bait, buddy, the CP swing. My dad's best friend, he would use a Castmaster for trout.
Yep.
And that is a heavy bait that will cast a long, long time. And if you're in a pond in particular, the Castmaster is the way to go for trout because it gives you control. It gives you – you can actually feel the thing vibrating coming back. It's a very, very good trout bait, Castmaster. Yeah. Gold is good. Silver's good. Silver with a blue side is good. Gold with an orange belly is good. So, but the Castmaster is one of the good baits.
Yeah. And my friend would wear them out on the old Panther Martins. Everybody's got their favorite. My brother would swear by a blue fox out there in the marshes for the perch.
Blue fox, yeah.
Blue fox with the little
bell
or whatever.
Vibrator bell. Yep, I got it. So. Cool, man. This has been cool talking about all these baits and stuff and all these fishing adventures. So,
yep.
All right, your giveaway starts next month, right? Saturday of May.
And I've got everything together. I do need to build a buzz bait and paint up a plop tail for the snakehead package. But other than that, we are set to go.
Good to go. Sounds like a plan, buddy. Appreciate it. All right, Tim. Have a great weekend.
You too, Al. We'll talk with you soon.
All right, man. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Thanks for the good commentary there, Tim. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Shotgun shooting sports are very popular right now. That would be sporting clays, traps, skeet, things like that. Let me tell you about the Satori series of over and under shotguns from Clyde Sports Shop. The reliable Satori over and under shotgun with a gloss finish, metal work, and gold enhancement on the receiver. The grade one American walnut stock has an inflex recoil pad, a silver bead front sight, and three flush choke tubes included. Then there's the Satori 725 Sportings, built for sporting clays. All gauges feature fiber optic bead, gloss oil finish, checkered walnut, engraved low profile steel receiver, a mechanical trigger. The 12 and 20 gauge models also feature ported barrels and Invector DS choke tubes. If you want a nice gun that comes to the shoulder very cleanly, that Satori is the way to go for shotgun shooting sports. And don't forget, if you're a 22 shooter, the T-Bolt Sporter, it's a blue dust sporter with sporter weight barrels. It's got a traditional stock, checkered stock, a straight pull bolt action dual extractors with a red cocking indicator band, top tang safety adjustable trigger, and a double helix rotary box magazine from Clyde Sports Shop, and all from Browning. The Browning T-Bolt Sporter, the Satori series over and unders are all available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. That number is 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Let me remind you about Spurry's Tire Service. The thing I like about a lot of our sponsors and advertisers are things that everybody can use and everybody can relate to. We all drive. We all have vehicles. We all have tires, and sometimes they all have problems or need changing. Well, Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads right here off Route 50 in Easton, that's where all the locals and regional people come. Not just locals, but people come from Delaware, Pennsylvania, lower shore, upper shore, even across the bridge to purchase tires at Spurry's, because they know that they have the reputation. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, and other. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, too. Morning, Brent. Any make or model. You know what? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine that you might have in your barnyard to your backyard. Yep, I don't have to name them all. You look out there, if it's got tires on it, Spurry's got them. Trailers, ATVs, UTVs, RTVs, Spurry's has the tires. Offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. That check engine light lights up and you go, oh, no, what's this? Take it to Spurry's. They'll diagnose it. They'll check it. They'll repair whatever is wrong when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and more available at Spurry's Tire Service. That has their customers like Robin, me, and our family all very satisfied with their service for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service a call in Easton at 410-822-7384. The website is spurrystire.com, and that's 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires. Just stop by for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Will stand my ground, and I won't back down.
Now, John Cash here for you, folks. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a ring here. We do have time for another couple callers, if you'd like, so give us a ring. I don't know. It looks like a pretty good week coming up. It's still going to be coolish, though. It's not, I mean, we are in April. We're not in the summertime yet. And, you know, sometimes we like to rush the season a little bit. So we're just kind of waiting the arrival of spring. But there's plenty of fishing action going on. I've been talking to a lot of guys out catfishing these days, trot lining, hook and line, and doing pretty well on the blue catfish. It's going to become more and more of a charter thing with the way the rockfish regulations have become. People want to catch a big fish, and there's nothing like catching a 40-pound catfish. You know, what's the difference? It's a 40-pound fish. It's, you're not trolling it up. You're not dragging it in. You're actually fighting the fish on hook and line or even on a trot line. And, jug fishing has been legalized as well, like they do in Louisiana, back in the bayou. You put your jug line out there, and you can catch a whole string of catfish, too. So been visiting the processing plants, been visiting the potential processing plants. People are definitely starting to buy more catfish, and it's delicious. I mean, fish nuggets, fish fillets, it's all good. And a lot of information coming up in the next Big Ass Fish magazine, which we're working on right now. Focus this issue is on the blue catfish. We pretty much hammered the snakeheads hard last time and gave the history and all that stuff of, you know, all the invasive species. So we're looking at more technique this time. So hopefully that'll all come together here shortly this week and get to the printer, and we'll let you know when it's out there and available at your local dealer. So anyway, any callers on the line there, Aaron? We do have a few minutes left, that's for sure. He liked it. Okay. Well, good morning, Ronald. I'm sorry we haven't heard from you on the air, but we know you're listening out there. A lot of people listening don't like to call. I understand. We do want to hear from Miss Fran. Fran, if you're listening, if you still have my number, call me. If not, call the station. Leave your number with Aaron if you don't want to go on the air. But we love to hear from you. Our listeners are worried about you, and they want to hear from you as well. So. 410 WCBM 680. So, what else do we want to talk about? Run out of steam here at the end. That's why I like to have the callers. They keep me going. So, Aaron, what's on your schedule this week? Yep. Ah, perfect. Glad to hear it. 410-922-6680. Oh, we got the dog chiming in, too. Yeah, she's feeling a little better. She wasn't feeling good last night, I can tell you that. But she's as active as Matt in Pasadena. Morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for putting Lily's picture in the paper with the geese.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
She was pretty excited to see it.
That's good.
And my dad as well.
Yeah, we tried to do the whole family thing. Didn't get you in there, so yeah. we'll do that next time. So, yeah, well, good. How you doing on a turkey hunt? You been out?
Hopefully next weekend.
There you go.
We're trying to catch some perch right now.
How you doing with it?
Slow.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you miss the window or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Could be. Could be. Well, give the catfish a try.
Yep, I probably will.
Yep. So I'm learning. I'm learning every day. What's that?
I see them breaking the water out there. The catfish.
Yeah. Yep. So I know. I know Captain Don and his buddies went out last weekend and wound up on a half hour set on their trot line. Wound up with 18 catfish on the line.
Oh wow.
So, yeah. Yeah. The cleaning got to be an all day adventure, but it was fun. That's for sure. So.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call.
I
will do that. Keep those photos coming, man.
Yep. Thanks.
See ya. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Let's see. Got a couple tests. Linda. Good morning, Linda. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm okay.
Good.
Harriet. Burke's wife, you're
yes, body. yes.
She's my best friend, and
I know.
I tell her I spoke to you. She said, "Oh, please tell him that she said hello." So,
thank you for
Harriet
that.
Said hello.
Thank you so much. And, yes, Bert was my very first caller on my very first show in 1988.
That's amazing that you remember that. That's so long ago.
Well, we fished together, and we went to meetings at the old Maryland Saltwater Sport Fishermen's Association, and we got to be buddies. And then I know Bert got sick with mesothelioma, and
I said, Harry, why don't you call? She said, "Oh no, I want you to do it." So,
oh
okay.
Well, that's very nice.
I have a young boy who's 13 up the street from me, and he goes fishing. And I told him about your magazine.
Oh yeah.
He said it was he got it at a fishing tackle store.
Yep.
So he wanted to know how you can subscribe to it.
You cannot. That's the beauty of a free fishing magazine.
Okay.
And the reason is that the free magazine is supported by the advertiser. The magazines are distributed through the advertisers to create traffic for the advertiser. So to make them, when they walk in, they go, I like this magazine. They come in there and get it, and hopefully at that point, then you know they'll make a purchase, and that's the whole reason we set the magazines up the way we do.
Oh, good. Okay.
But he can see it online. If he looks in the magazine, at the bottom of every page is the website.
Okay. I guess we'll do that.
Yeah, he can do that. If they're young, they know how to do it online. So.
Yeah. When I was a kid, we used to eat cotties. I don't know if you remember cotties.
Cotties? Yeah. They're kind of ground up, boiled and ground up fish cakes, kind of. And then fried, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, and they're delicious. And they used to sell them in the drugstore down the street. And I think they were a nickel, and then you pay 2 cents for the crackers. I used to go and get that every day.
Cotties and crackers. That's funny. That's great.
Well, thank you, hon. And
thank you, Linda. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There goes Linda. Always like to talk to Linda. All right. Yes, John, you too. I will text you in just a minute, and we'll go from... Oh, no, please feel free to message her. So, John, please feel free to message Robin. She's more than glad to hear from you. Loves to talk to you. So, all right, folks, maybe we'll get to do some turkey hunting this coming week. Maybe not. Maybe some fishing, maybe not. But whatever it is, we'll keep you informed. Thank you for listening this morning, and... we do want to say one more thing about Backyard Billy's. They've got everything that you could need, want, or imagine for your backyard. They've got the sheds. They've got the chicken coops. They've got the dog kennels, tables and chairs, Adirondack chairs, gym sets, pergolas, gazebos, barbecue grills, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, fireplace inserts, gas pellet, and wood, freestanding wood and pellet stoves, and anything and everything for your backyard. Make sure you stop by and see them. Backyard Billy's, backyardbillies.com, exit 44B off, that's Evans Avenue, Graysonville, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. And there's the music, so get out, stay out, have a blessed week, give your family a hug, love the Lord, see you next week.